This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, a report out this morning from the Pew Research Center finds student loan debt is rising sharply, even among those at the top of the income ladder. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The report found that about one out of five households in the U.S. owed student debt in 2010, more than double the share of 20 years ago. The people with the most student loans are the very poorest and the richest in the country. Richard Fry co-authored the study. He says while the poor may not have as much student debt, it's harder for them to pay it off.
That is probably the lowest income households where, given their other household economic circumstances, that's where the warning signals are going off.
Fry says it's hard to tell just from the numbers what effect this debt is having on all households, but he says young people are tending to put off the big leaps in life, like marriage and buying a house. 25-year-old Gilbert Watson is in that boat. He's got $30,000 in student loans.
And it's very hard for a bank or anyone to look at me and say, oh, this person's a good credit risk for a house, too. Certainly, there's no way I can think about buying a house until I pay off a considerable bit more than I have already.
Watson says he'll be buying a house about 10 years later than he'd planned. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.